With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's been a good news, bad news couple of weeks for the international trade picture as tariffs between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico were eased, but talks with China have stalled. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the tariff agreement could mean good things for ratification of the USMCA.
Well, you're absolutely right. When the steel and aluminum tariffs were removed, I think that along with their removal, went away most of the issues that needed to be solved in order for us to be able to ratify the agreement. Now it's up to Speaker Pelosi to signal her support so that the House can vote on the agreement.
But Newhouse says other recent news may have pushed USMCA into the shadows somewhat.
There seems to be a bit of a distraction from issues like trade and immigration and other things, infrastructure. There was a meeting at the White House that didn't end well for our ability to work together. And so I'm not certain that the trade agreement is high on the agenda for consideration, at least in the next immediate future.
So how soon could it be voted on?
The earliest it could possibly be sent to us to be considered would be that week following. Once the White House sends it to us, then there's a certain period of time that we have to consider it. I think it's like 60 days.
Tune in tomorrow for more on international trade.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.